803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On our Wester hotline is Seth Kaiser from Kansas City. Seth, good morning. It's Jeremy White and Sal Capaccio. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you guys?
Good. I have to apologize. I found you on Twitter, and I booked you for today's show, and I just forgot because I'm absent-minded all the time. But I want to thank you for coming on. The reason I found my way to you, you do some film analysis on the Chiefs for The Athletic in Kansas City, and you broke down Mitch Morse, who you refer to as your large adult son in a number of ways. So what can you tell Bills fans about the player they're getting in Mitch Morse?
Certainly. And, you know, the large adult son thing, it's kind of funny. It stems from a bit. I do a lot of offensive line review because it's a position that's largely ignored. And over the course of Morse's career, from the time he was a rookie in Kansas City, his film was so impressive. Even as a rookie, he came in, he hadn't played centered much at all in college, and he came in, took the center spot, and immediately was a very competent player. He was already proficient in technique, was already proficient with protections and the types of things that generally rookie offensive linemen don't understand. And so I was always raving about his film constantly. Every time I wrote about him, I chart wins, losses, and neutral plays for linemen to give people an idea for how well they really are playing on a snap-by-snap basis. And his loss percentage was always so low, and his win percentage was always relatively high for what a lineman normally does, that I was always raving about him. And so eventually I just started leaning into the bit and calling him my 40-year-old son, because he looks like he's 40, even though he's in his mid-20s. And it just kind of caught on. So he's my large adult son, mostly because he's just a player that I've loved to review. And he's also an incredible locker room guy. And so the type of player that the Bills are getting is an exceptional pass protector. And, you know, that type of available data is available with Pro Football Focus and all that stuff. He's given up something like one sack in the last four seasons. He's exceptional working with a young quarterback, just like he did this last year with Patrick Mahomes, and helping out with blitz protections and things like that. He can do a lot of really good work in a zone run game where he gets out in space because he's extremely athletic. And he's going to be a fan favorite because he is one of the funnier players I've ever had the privilege to talk to. And when he left and he got paid, if you look at the Kansas City media, the way everyone reacted, we were all celebrating. And that kind of goes to show, when you've got people that are supposed to be objective celebrating a big contract, it goes to show the type of person he is too.
Seth, we've heard before, you're not the first person to tell us, a very good pass-blocking center. What about in the run game, though? And obviously, they want to get some help for Josh Allen. They want to protect him. Sure. But, you know, when they want to run the football, what are we looking at here?
When you run the football, he's never been a powerhouse. He is not. It depends on whether you're running a straight power system or a zone blocking system. He is better with pulling in space and getting to the second level. He's extremely athletic. At times, he's been nicked up, and that slowed him down a bit. But other than, say, Jason Kelce, there aren't a lot of centers that do as good a job getting out in space as Morse. He can pull off reach blocks where he's got to move laterally 2, 3, 4 yards and get around defensive tackles and get the proper angles that most players just can't do. When the Chiefs had to go to their backup center last year for a few games, they had to shift their blocking system just because he could not get as far in space or as far with reach blocks as Morse can. So he's not a powerhouse by any means, but he can be a real asset in the run game provided he's used correctly, mostly as a pulling player, asking him to get to the second level or get around on reach blocks and wall people off.
I had heard the play-by-play guy, the Chiefs, mentioning how much responsibility there is in an Andy Reid system for a center. So when it comes to Morse, you know, is this the kind of guy that is going to be the quarterback of this Bills offensive line? And is he, in your eyes, the perfect kind of guy to help a young quarterback?
Absolutely. That was a big, big part of what he provided for Mahomes this last year. And before that, you know, Alex Smith was obviously a veteran quarterback that had seen everything, but he always raved about Morse's understanding of the game. You would see in times when Morse wasn't on the field, there was a marked decrease in, you know, the aptitude the line showed against blitzes. A lot of that falls on the center to call out protections and what direction the line might slide, things like that. And you could see a decrease. That's one of those things that you don't really notice until it's not happening. And when Morse wasn't on the field, it got decidedly worse. And so he is, in my opinion, the perfect center for a young quarterback who's learning the ropes of the game, who in a lot of ways will look to his center to explain to him, hey, I haven't seen this before, I haven't seen that before. I think it's absolutely a perfect role for him.
Seth, I have to ask you about the Chiefs defense while we have you, because obviously a lot of changes.
Oh, do we have to?
And, you know, they were so bad most of last year. I thought they played pretty well towards the end of the year, and, you know, they went to the playoffs and they did some nice things. But, man, D4, Justin Houston, Eric Berry. I mean, I know they have Steve Spagnuolo, who's now in charge over there, but what is happening with that defense and how are they going to fix it?
From what I'm seeing, they're just kind of tearing the whole thing down. Obviously, Berry didn't play much last year. And Houston played very well. Ford played very well. Neither of them were part of the long-term plan. And so I think if I were to kind of gauge it from 50,000 feet in the air, I think their plan is to just completely overhaul the thing, because the defense really was very, very poor for the vast majority of the year. They really showed up in the divisional round of the playoffs, but overall they just couldn't get off the field. And I think everyone saw that in the AFC Championship game, that they just couldn't get off the field in crucial situation after crucial situation. And so it seems like they're planning on just completely overhauling it. And I think part of it, you know, Berry and Houston were considered by everyone the leaders of the defense. And I think sometimes, even though no one ever complained about their level of leadership or anything like that, I think sometimes when you're trying to have a culture shift and you're trying to say, okay, we're starting from the ground up, we're starting over fresh, I don't know if you can do that with the old alpha dog still around. So I think that's the idea. And, you know, free agency isn't over yet. I think they're kind of bringing in a few more people. I think the general idea for our Chiefs fans right now, the hope that they're hanging on to is, well, the defense can't possibly be much worse than it was last year, and they were still an offsides penalty away from the Super Bowl. So I think we're all counting on Patrick Mahomes continuing to be a fire-breathing dragon, and hopefully that'll be enough.
Yeah, I saw Ron Darby, former Bills corner, is scheduled to visit there, but I guess we're looking again at more 50-48 type games, though, in Kansas City this year, right?
Yep, a lot of shootouts, which, you know, they're fun to watch, but they're not good for my health or the health of anyone else that cares about the Chiefs.
All right, Seth Kaiser. Thanks, Seth, for the time. Sorry to get mixed up on the time, but thanks for all the information on Mitch Morse and everybody.
Yeah, no worries at all. Take care, guys.
All right.